You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Okay, so there's puppies, and then there are these two.
Exactly.
Okay, and these are puppies.
Yeah, I think they're the youngest ones we've ever brought, if I'm not mistaken.
And they're adorable.
Aren't they, though?
It's almost criminal how cute they are.
Yeah, they're the kind that ought to be on advertisements and, you know, calendars you buy and that kind of thing.
So, introduce us.
Well, we have with us today are Frankie and Lincoln, and I'll have to tell you about their names, but I'll tell you first about the puppies. Their dad is a Basset Hound, and their mom is a Jack Russell Terrier. So probably if you're just envisioning what they might look like, you're going to be pretty close, because the boy, Lincoln, is a little bit bigger, follows a little more after his Basset daddy. Mm-hmm. He's got a little shorter feet. He's got a pretty tan, mostly tan coat with some white and black. Little fatter feet, you know, just sort of a little more Bassett-y looking. And Frankie's the girl, and her legs are a little bit taller. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit thinner build, and so takes a little more after her mom. But I don't know that anybody would look at either one of them and think they had any Jack Russell Terrier mix in them. But if cuteness is the factor that you're looking for, and that's it, then these guys would definitely be for you.
I always encourage people to go to our Facebook page and look at the pictures that Matt Markgraf takes. You've got to go.
Yeah, Matt's he got a wonderful photo as we were coming in of the two of their little faces together, and they are precious. And they're just now about 6 weeks old, so they are the youngest that we've brought with us, I think. So.
6 weeks old.
Yeah, so we weighed them this morning before they came in, so they're just right at 4 pounds. So they're just still little guys.
Both of them together.
Well, no. One's four and one's like 3.5, I think. And they're going to be probably medium-sized dogs. I mean, obviously the dad is bigger than the mom just breed-wise, but they're not going to be very large dogs by any means. And Frankie has more of a black coat primarily, and then the white, she has quite a bit of white on her feet and her chest, but she has all this pretty brown and black ticking marks all over her feet and legs, and she's the more lively of the two. I think their looks and their personalities are probably, she's more inquisitive. She's the one that goes first into whatever's going on. You know, she checks out all the nooks and the crannies first. And then Lincoln just sort of sits back a little more like the Basset personality and checks out to see, you know, he lets her go do the reconnaissance work, and then he comes in behind her to check out what's happening.
That's a smart dog.
Yeah, he is. He's not a dumb bunny at all. He's a sweetie. And they're in a foster home with cats and dogs and kids, and, you know, so they're getting a lot of wonderful socialization.
Nice.
And I do want to, we were just talking about it a while ago, that Tracy Allred and the Allred family are the fosters for these, and this is their 101st fosters. And so that was the reason for their names. They came up with Lincoln for the 101st for the one, and then the 100th is Frankie for Benjamin Franklin. So we've got Frankie and Lincoln. So we're going to be able to remember those forever. But then we were just reminiscing a while ago, and they were her husband and younger daughter were actually here with us with their first foster quite some time ago. So yeah, so it's been they've had a long trek with this adult dogs and puppies and litters and singles and just everything under the sun.
That's amazing.
It is.
But that's not the only thing that's going on.
We've got a huge fundraising event that's part of a national program coming up a week from this past Monday, so on August the 24th. And we're part of the BarkAid 50 States Tour, an ultimate road trip, put on by Patrick Lomantini. This is his fifth year to do this, and it's our fourth year to participate. He actually has two Guinness Book of World Records. He's a master hairstylist out of Wichita, Kansas, owns a salon there, but he loves animals and he loves shelter animals and animals that are homeless and agencies that help them. And so he wanted to do something really big. So his really big approach back in 2010 was to put together a tour so that he mapped out a strategy to go to 50 states in 50 days and do 50 haircuts at each stop. Which just sounds like enormously crazy to me. Yes. You have to be dedicated beyond belief. And then ask for donation for each haircut. And then whatever amount of money at each state that he raised stayed with that agency where he went. So he raised that first year several thousand dollars. But, of course, a lot of people were like us and looked at him and said, you're doing what? And why are you doing this now? And why are you coming? So the second year was the first time he was with us. We went a nice lady here in town. Actually had a mom up in Connecticut who went to his stop in Connecticut, mm-hmm. called her daughter and said, you need this guy to come to Murray. He just doesn't understand what all goes on there in Murray, and he needs to come there. Uh-huh. So we contacted him, and from the rest of the time, he's been with us here in Murray. So the hair studio over on Sycamore hosts him, and the funds that are raised goes to the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. He'll be here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on August the 24th, and we ask for a $20 donation, a minimum donation for the haircut, and like I said, all the money stays here. And the first couple of years, he totally funded everything himself. This last year, he got a couple of sponsors that have helped with that. But generally, he's doing this as a foundation, something that he has put together himself to benefit animals all across the country and to help bring attention to the plight of homeless animals. So if someone would like to come by and meet Patrick and don't have time to stay for a haircut, you're welcome to do that, because the encouragement would be appreciated, I'm sure. And if you'd like to do an appointment, you can call our office or look on our website for the contact information. But basically, it's to go to forthepets@yahoo.com and just say, I'd like an appointment for the hair cutting, and tell them what time, and they'll get back with you and set you an appointment.
That is really remarkable.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
That he can get to 50 states in 50 days.
To start with.
Exactly.
Well, and this year he's expanded it. He actually started in Maine on July the 31st. He's going to go for 63 days. He's going to go all the way up till October the 1st and conclude back in Wichita as his final finale there. And then he's going to travel like 16,000 miles. He's going to go to mostly to hair salons, but some cosmetology studio schools as well. And he's expecting to do about 3,700 haircuts. He's hoping to raise around $90,000 this time across the entire project. So it's a phenomenal thing. You know, you talk to a lot of people who say, I wish I could do something that matters, but you rarely run into someone who's willing to put their business in their physical well-being, I think, probably too, on the line like he does to help the animals. And I know he's going to be with us on the 24th, and then he goes from here over to Metropolis to do the Illinois stop, and that's going to benefit Project Hope in Metropolis too. So people in the general listening area have a couple of opportunities to actually help with this program. So we hope people will. We've got about half of our appointments filled. We need to fill another 20 or so. So we hope that some of you will contact us and get an appointment and come over and tell him how much we appreciate him. And he does a nice haircut too, so that's a bonus.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You can come over and visit us. How's that?
Well, that's fantastic. And I just can't get over these two. I can't even look at them.
They're great.
They're just adorable and lively and inquisitive and
They're going to be, I think they'll be really good family pets for someone that's looking for sort of a medium size and medium energy dog. I think that's sort of where they're going to end up in the spectrum.
Yeah. See, that makes it worse.
And they are way too cute.
Exactly.
You'll have to get used to, if you adopt one of these, you're going to have to just get used to people going up and going, aw, over and over and over.
Probably all their life.
Yep.
All
I think you're right. Life. I do,
well,
for sure.
I thank you so much for bringing Frankie.
Well, we're delighted
and Lincoln
to be
by.
Here. And they seem to have had a really good time too. So,
oh,
enjoying
yes.
all the attention.
The attention, mm-hmm. the landscape. They
absolutely.
Seem to be kind of a kick out of it all. Well, Austin, we'll give it back to you.
Thanks, Todd, and thanks, Kathy, for being with us today. You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.